This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, today is a very, 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 very busy day. First, I don't even know if I'm going to talk about this first because this is just, to me, kind of a head-scratcher because I've predicted we had a third type of diabetes, but this third type of diabetes is a little bit different than the one I predicted. So I got to tell you guys this story without making myself look dumb, okay? Because I predicted a third type of diabetes, and they've now defined a third type of diabetes, type 3C. But it's nothing like the diabetes that I've been telling you about, so I'm a little frustrated with that. So give me a minute to digest what's going on with this one. I did write an article about it, if you're that excited to hear. But we do have a third type of diabetes, and what's very interesting about this is many of you type 2 diabetics might actually have this type 3 diabetes and not know it, which is why your type 2 diabetes is not in good control. Then another study has come out linking statin use. Now, statin medications like lovastatin, pravastatin, atorvastatin, like your Lipitor, Crestor, etc., cholesterol medications were linked to a 30% increased risk of diabetes. So I don't want to say Crestor wasn't as bad as the other ones, but there's been a lot of discussion and concern that while you're trying to cure and prevent one disease, you're spurring another. We're going to break that down as statin use has been linked to diabetes at least by 30%. New York is now banning e-cigs in restaurants, bars, and other public places. We knew this would happen. New York is kind of a trendsetter when it comes to changing cup sizes and trying to stamp out smoking. So now with the e-cig ban, we'll talk about that and what's happening there. Botox may actually benefit children. We'll tell you what, where, why. Then we have some more news with Alzheimer's. They believe that we may be able to prevent Alzheimer's within a decade. Now, for those of you who are similar to age as me, okay, just a little bit older than our 20s, we're like, man, hurry up. Because I don't want to get Alzheimer's, by the time I'm, et cetera. So if they can, get moving on this, it's going to be exciting. Then there's been a lot of discussion of Nancy Pelosi's health. Okay? I know a lot of us aren't really fans of Nancy Pelosi. And I don't like it when I hear people joke around and say something is wrong with somebody or medically wrong when it isn't. But when you watch her speak, and you listen to her speak, but you watch her movements as she speaks. She struggles. And I was interviewed today on Doug McIntyre in the morning with Leanne Tweeden on KABC about, what does she have? And we talked about aphasia. Could this mean she possibly had a stroke? So we're going to break that down. I'm going to let you guys listen to the clip and judge for yourself. But, she's definitely had some issues with her speech, and it just kind of concerns you. Right, because this could be really unseen in a lot of people, and this could bring a lot of awareness. But it's a little frightening. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy. Stick your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Making huge headlines today is the Sears Whirlpool breakup. Sears Holdings is cutting its century-old ties with Whirlpool and will no longer sell the company's products. Now remember, Whirlpool included Maytag, KitchenAid, Gen-Air. My father used to fix appliances in people's houses, and when I hear him talk about Maytag and KitchenAid and Gen-Air and Whirlpool, it just kind of, warms my heart. He busted his butt fixing those appliances. Not that they needed fixing. They were still good quality. He used to always tell me, always get a Whirlpool. Whirlpool washes the best. And I'm like, okay, Dad. Yeah, you know, what makes you think I want to wash clothes later, okay? I'm going to make my man do that. He's like, don't be stupid. You're going to have to wash your clothes. There's no way your man is going to wash your clothes. Get Whirlpool. I mean it. Don't be stupid. I'm like, okay, Dad. Anyway, but Sears plans to sell Whirlpool-branded products until its inventory is depleted. And they will still have Sears Kenmore. I'm not sure why. Whirlpool shares have dropped with the news. I know that Sears has been having some issues, and so they've been trying to cut costs. You know, Whirlpool's an amazing brand. Does any of you go to Sears? I haven't really walked into a Sears since, I think, 1985. The Uptown Machine Company eventually became Whirlpool, and washing machines started back in 1916. Then Sears later took a stake in the appliance company in 1921. So we've had washing machines for a long time. Sears said it will push its other top brands like LG, Samsung, Frigidaire, Bosch, and Sears also has a deal with Amazon to sell Kenmore-branded appliances. But, you know, remember Gemco? Did you guys have a Gemco growing up? We did. I lived in Vegas. I lived in L.A., Vegas, and Phoenix. Oh, by the way, Dodgers in the World Series. Go Dodgers. I'm sorry. I think the Astros are really, really cool. And the Dodgers in the World Series again, what, it's been like 27 years? Pretty exciting. But, I don't know. You know, Gemco's gone. Miller's Outpost, I think, is gone. Radio Shack is starting to... You know, Radio Shack, you're not seeing that many. I think Circuit City, I don't think I've seen Circuit City around. Now it's all Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, Target. You know, and yeah, you know, I like Walmart. I probably enjoy Walmart more than I like Gemco. But, you know, when you start to see the old school companies downsize and struggle and, you know, make changes, it's kind of sad. You know, we want something that reminds us of our youth. And Sears was a big day. What was it? Was it the Brady Bunch movie? Put on your Sunday's best. We're going to Sears. What was that? Was that the Brady Bunch? But, you know, going to Sears was a big deal. So, you know, hopefully they can still stay afloat. I'm not sure why this move happened. I mean, but it's interesting nonetheless. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, and I also want to talk about, did you hear about this? Mark Cuban may run against Donald Trump. I think now every gazillionaire wants to now run for office. Why not be president? President Cuban. Yeah, no, Mark Cuban said he would run as a Republican, which means he wants to challenge Trump in the primary. Why not? I say just wait. Wait until he finishes his 8 years. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Great game by the Eagles. I'm really proud of them. That they did amazing yesterday. I'm playing against the Redskins. The Redskins holding their own, but they... You know, Eagles are really on their way this year. I wouldn't be surprised if they make it to the playoffs. I'm really going to be surprised if the Bears make it to the playoffs. I mean, wow, what a comeback. But that turns to baseball. Apparently, triple-digit heat. This is going to be, I think, a record for a World Series opener. They say this World Series opener could be the hottest on record as a heat wave is scorching Southern California. They say Santa Ana winds continue to blow across the Southland, bringing another day of record-breaking temperatures, red flag warnings, and what could be the warmest World Series game on record. I know, we're into the end of October, and it's this hot. It blows my mind. They say at 5 a.m., some cities in Southern California have already toppled 90 degrees. the Rich Thompson meteorologist with the National Weather Service, the temperature is like 90 degrees in Van Nuys, 91 in Burbank, meaning it is going to be hot. Of course, the World Series opens tonight at 5:09 p.m. Dodger Stadium. Dodgers are facing the Astros. And I guess before today, the hottest World Series game on record was played in Phoenix in 2001 when the Arizona Diamondbacks took on the New York Yankees in 94-degree weather. Now, Astros are from Houston, so they could take the heat. I forget what happened with the Diamondbacks and the Yankees. I should look that up. My guess is the Yankees won. I got to double-check that. I don't remember my 2001 World Series score. Sorry about that. But they say downtown L.A., Burbank, Long Beach are expected to hit 104 degrees today. Pasadena, 106 degrees. Tonight's forecast, at least 97. So what does that mean for us? That means we're going to see a lot of sweaty baseball players. And I think baseball players are pretty hot. You know, you get to see more of the player in baseball than you do in football, like Tom Brady. I mean, I know Tom Brady's hot, but you can't see him until he takes off his helmet. And then you're like, well, man, but now he's sitting on the bench. I mean, I want to watch him. Not that I want his helmet off when he plays, but it's just nice to see, you know, some good-looking guys, you know, playing. And so, see, a guy can't talk about that with girls. They can't say, oh, man, I love watching women play softball. Guys can't say that. They'll be like, you pig. But we women, we're like, man, baseball players are cute. Yeah, we get away with that. Well, I'm going to get away with it until it's not politically correct anymore. But it'll be very, very interesting. But I'm just so proud of the Dodgers. Because, you know, I was born in L.A. And so, you know, football's been crazy. You know, with the Raiders leaving, the Raiders coming back, and then, you know, Rams, and then the Chargers coming to L.A. You know, L.A. doesn't know what the heck to do with football. And then the Raiders are coming to Vegas. That's, so, pretty exciting stuff. All right. You know, it's interesting. You know, I talk about how Las Vegas is getting the Raiders, and this is going to be awesome because Las Vegas will be able to host a Super Bowl. Can you imagine coming to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl? You guys would have such a blast. You need to do it. Come out to Vegas. Come out to Vegas even if you don't have the Super Bowl. But in the dead winter, best places to have Super Bowl, like Houston, Glacier, you know, Phoenix, Florida, Vegas, you know, but we just can't be too hot. And that's going to really smack us in the butt if the climate change is getting warmer and warmer to the point that we end up being too hot to host a World Series. We wouldn't host a World Series here because we wouldn't have a baseball team. Yeah, we do, but yeah. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a third type of diabetes called type 3C. Researchers from the University of Surrey found type 3C diabetes to be more common in adults than type 1 diabetes. And they found that those with type 3C diabetes were twice as likely to have poor blood sugar control than those with type 2 diabetes. And they think that the diabetes will occur years after an injury to the pancreas. And remember, the pancreas is the organ that produces insulin. So a person with type 3C diabetes, if they had a pancreas injury, then they're probably going to need insulin as opposed to these pills that treat insulin resistance. And we'll talk about that with diabetes in a second. Study author Andrew McGovern writes, our latest study has revealed that most cases of type 3C diabetes are being wrongly diagnosed as type 2 diabetes. Only 3% of the people in our sample of more than 2 million were correctly identified as having type 3C diabetes. So if you're a type 2 diabetic, and you're on metformin, and you're on glipizide, and you're on Byetta, or Victoza, or Invokana, or whatever you're taking, right? And it's not working because you and your doctor are trying to avoid insulin at all costs. The problem is you may actually not have type 2 diabetes. You may have a type 3C diabetes. And then you need insulin instead because the reason why you're having the diabetes is an insulin issue and not the other issue. So really quickly, let's just, you know, review what diabetes is. So diabetes basically is a disease where your body doesn't know what to do with its sugar. And it doesn't metabolize the sugar properly. So you eat food, it gets broken down into proteins and nutrients and fat, water, and sugar. And you need all this for your cells to function. And the absorption doesn't happen in the stomach. It gets broken down in the stomach, but it gets absorbed in the intestine. Now, in order for the body to absorb that sugar in the intestine, the pancreas sitting nearby has to shoot out insulin. And this hormone, insulin, is like a key to a lock in the door. It fits like a keyhole of the door of the cell. Opens it up so sugar can enter. And you guys have heard me talk about how, you know, pretend you're in like a medical office. You have a waiting room, you have the hallways, and then you have the treatment rooms. The waiting room is like your mouth. The hallway is like your bloodstream. And then the treatment rooms are your cells. You need to get the sugar from the hallway into the room, or from the bloodstream into the cell. Insulin produced by the pancreas does this. So when you, if you don't have enough insulin, sugar's just going to stay in the hallway or stay in the bloodstream. But some, and so that would be like a type 1 diabetic. A type 1 diabetic doesn't produce enough insulin. They get very skinny because they're not being fed. If the sugar's staying in the bloodstream, sugar's not getting into the cells, so they start to lose weight. You'll diagnose this very early on in kids. There's some adult onset type 1, but more commonly we'll see this in kids, juvenile diabetes we used to call it. And then they start to lose weight, they start to feel sick, and we immediately have to give them insulin, all right, so that they could get the food from their bloodstream into the cell. Type 2 diabetes is usually adult onset, and you obviously had insulin, otherwise you would have never made it to your adulthood. So you have insulin, but a few things may be going on because your sugars are starting to rise. Either A, your insulin isn't enough. Your pancreas just isn't producing enough insulin, so you need more. And this might be why they came out with that type 3C. The other possibility is you have insulin, it just doesn't work right. It sucks. I don't know, the key is all rusty, or maybe there's something pushing against the door. So the insulin, is the key is in there. It's trying to open the door, but there's something pushing against it, so the sugar can't get in. Well, that could be fat, or what we call insulin resistance. So type 2 diabetes, you can see in kids, you can see in adults. And so now type 3 diabetes is where there's damage to your pancreas. Maybe you had pancreatitis, inflammation, or infection of the pancreas. Maybe you had a tumor. Maybe you had to have surgery that affected the pancreas. Maybe it was a gallstone that affected the pancreas. Maybe it's alcohol that you're drinking. But those types of diabetics, it may not be a fat or resistance issue. It may just be you just need insulin. If that sugar stays in the bloodstream, it could cause havoc all over the place. Cardiovascular disease, sugar sticky, so it can make arteriosclerotic plaques. It could cause blindness. The little blood vessels in your eyes try to neutralize some of the sugar, bringing in extra fluid, and the little blood vessels eventually pop. So you could go blind. You could get kidney disease. Your kidneys is, you know, are working overtime to try to dump the extra sugar. Infections, bacteria love the taste of sugar. Plus, when you're diabetic, your immune system is down. So it's harder to fight infections. You have neuropathy where the nerves don't work well. They either hurt too much or they're numb. You could get dementia. Diabetes could increase risk of Alzheimer's. So we want your blood sugars between 70 and 100. You'll be pre-diabetic if you're over 100 and under 125. But if your fasting blood sugar is over 126, you're diabetic. So, you know, if you're losing weight, if you're tired, if you're having urinary issues, you need to go and get yourself checked out. Get a fasting blood sugar done. Non-fasting is if you're over 200. And, you know, don't panic too much if you have type 2 or type 3 diabetes, but be open to the idea that you may need insulin. Don't just tell yourself, nah, 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 I just want to do the pills. Because the pills treat a type 2 diabetic sometimes. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to treat your diabetes. And you may need those insulin shots to help bring that sugar into the cell. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you want to read more about this, I broke it down for you as simply as I can. And it's on my website at drdahlia.com or on Facebook and Twitter. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, there's been a lot of discussion about 77-year-old Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi, who is the House Minority Leader, appears to have difficulty speaking many times when she's either doing an interview or making a speech. And she seems to trip over her words, forget names, seems to finish a sentence leaving you going, what did she just say? Now, we're not doing this to make fun of politicians, okay? As a clinician, when I hear this, I scratch my head and go, wait a second, there could be something underlying going on. That's the problem with being a doctor, because in a way you are always diagnosing. Nobody wants to hear that. But, you know, if I see a mole on you, I'm going to come in closer to look at that mole. You know, and I would be like, well, I need to, you know, I just got to make sure it's not cancer. Or if I see your neck a little enlarged, I'm going to be like, gosh, is that a thyroid goiter? And so when I hear her stumbling over words, such as in this interview with MSNBC's Joy Reid, I get a little nervous. And I was on McIntyre in the Morning on KABC discussing this with them. And we're going to kind of play a clip and just kind of follow along. And you'll hear what I'm hearing. Blake, if you don't mind, go ahead and play that.
You know, I've served a long time on the Ethics Committee in the Congress. It's one of my dues that I paid to the caucus. And it's only about the facts and the law. If he's broken the law, you would think there would be a bipartisan move to do that. But because we don't like his policy and we don't like his attitude...
She's talking about special counsel Robert Mueller.
We don't like about the president on a Sunday morning. If he won't add the facts... That's why I would like us to have an independent... We have an investigation within the Justice Department. We have an investigation within the Congress. We should have an outside investigation as to what happened.
And we are out of time, but if Robert Mueller comes back with a report saying that there is evidence of collusion between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia, do you believe he should be impeached?
Well, first of all, what does Mueller, where does Mueller take that?
Sure.
See, she calls him Mueller.
His burden of proof is different than what it would be in the Congress of the United States. And people should know that
yeah.
He could go to a criminal investigation of some of the people he's investigating. What we're doing is saying the measure of behavior,
yeah.
The Constitution of the United States, highest crimes and misdemeanors. But in any case, we've got to fight this. This tax bill is Armageddon. This is
okay. She stammers a little bit, and we're finding, happens to all of us, you know, where we try to find the right word, and we may stumble a little bit, and, you know, and I do that on my show all the time, where I can't find the right word, right? Or I'll have a brain fart. But with her and what's going on with her, and mind you, she's 77 years old, and she's still a very intelligent, bright, capable woman. We may disagree with her, you know, politics, and we might really, you know, want to throw darts at, you know, her face because of Obamacare. We, you know, granted, she's 77 years old. She's still hustling all over Congress. You know, she's a power woman. But when you hear the stammering with the words, and this isn't the first time, you know, it's like, get the word out. Why can't you get the word out? And why are you, you know, calling him a mother? She's struggling. And so I was asked, what is this? And so it's basically an aphasia. And an aphasia is where you have an impairment of language. Now, you could have aphasias for a variety of issues. You could be tired. Okay? You know, sometimes, you know, the dogs and the cats kept me up, and I come on air, and I'm like, and sometimes it could be a stutter. All right, so that's fine. Okay, so that happens. Sometimes you could be nervous. You're on an interview. You're on MSNBC. You don't want to say the wrong thing because the media is going to jump all over you. So, yeah, you could be a little nervous. You could be anxious. You could be depressed. Yeah, and you could have some issues with your speech. But on the other end of the spectrum, it could be like John McCain, where he was stumbling over when he was speaking, and then it turns out he had a brain tumor. Or it could be a stroke. Or it could be atrophy, brain atrophy, or Alzheimer's, or dementia. And so when somebody starts having difficulty getting words out, the infection, etc., we clinicians take that very, very seriously. So there's a variety of different types of aphasia. There's global aphasia. That's the most severe form. We don't think she has that. But that's where people just can't say these words or understand what's being said. So people with global aphasia can't read, they can't write, and, you know, we may see this after a stroke. And that's something that you've seen in some movies where they just won't speak. That would be like a global aphasia. Broca's aphasia is where you know what you want to say, but the speech output is reduced. And you can't get the words out. You know what you want to say. You understand. You can read. You know exactly what you want to get out, but it won't come out of your mouth. That's a Broca's aphasia, or sometimes we call it a non-fluent aphasia. Then you have like a mixed where you have, you know, speech that seems to be, you know, need a lot of effort, all right? It kind of looks like Broca's aphasia, but they start having issues with comprehension of it. Then we have the Wernicke's aphasia. The Wernicke's aphasia is where you are having issues connecting the speech or understanding what you want to say, where you just can't put the words together. There's a disconnect. Reading's impaired. Writing could be repaired. There's anomic aphasia, where people who are persistently unable to supply the words for what they want to talk about, like, you know, like nouns and verbs that anybody else you would think would get out. There's a chance that what we just heard could be a form of anomic aphasia, or it could be primary progressive aphasia. Now, primary progressive aphasia, you're going to start hearing a lot more. And this is where somebody slowly starts to deteriorate with their speech. And we might see this in neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's or frontotemporal lobar degeneration. And basically, the brain tissue that is crucial for speech and language starts to deteriorate because of the atrophy or because of the dementia. And so you might not see the dementia, but the speech may be the first symptom. Now, again, I'm not saying Speaker Nancy Pelosi has these, you know, has dementia or these issues, although I still really don't understand, you know, the Obamacare bill. But I can't blame dementia for that. That has to be politics. But anyway, you know, when it comes to our grandparents or our parents and trying to decide, you know, do they have dementia? Do they have issues? One of the first things you're going to pick up on is their speech. It may not even be memory. It could be their speech. And whenever somebody starts to have changes in their speech, you don't just blow it off thinking it's a brain fart. You know, pay more attention to it. Now, I have a stutter. All right, so stutters happen, but if you've always had it, all right, nothing to panic about. But a new change with speech, a new onset stutter, that makes me want to order an MRI of the brain. Make sure there's not tumor, stroke, etc. So, you know, our family members, we want to watch closely. One thing that could be a very, very simple fix is a hearing aid. Some people have issues with speaking because they're having hearing issues or they're losing their hearing. And so if you start to have deficits with your hearing, your speech is going to be impaired. So it could be something that simple. So usually workup for somebody having a speech issue, in addition to an MRI of the brain, is checking their thyroid, checking their blood sugar, checking their blood count, evaluating them for depression and anxiety, evaluating them for infection, because a meningitis or encephalitis could do that too, evaluate them neurologically. You know, but there's a variety of things that could cause it. One little thing that I do notice with Nancy Pelosi, though, is she seems to fight with her hands. She uses her hands, almost trembles a little bit when she speaks, which means this is something she's been battling for a while, and she's putting a lot of effort. So hopefully she has nothing seriously wrong, but it is concerning. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't wait to have a stroke until you screen for having a stroke. Honestly, screening for stroke and risk factors for stroke is very, very easy and very simple, and it doesn't have to be that expensive. Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, and painless screenings that use ultrasound technology, so no radiation. You don't have to take off your clothes. And they could look at your carotid arteries to see if you're having carotid plaquing that could put you at risk for stroke. They could look at your heart to see if you're at risk for atrial fibrillation. They could look at your aorta. in the abdomen to rule out an aneurysm. They could look at your bone density, your testosterone levels, liver, kidneys, lung screenings. They could do so much. They have packages that start as low as $149, much more affordable than if you used your high deductible insurance plan. So call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. All right, so statin use has been linked to a 30% increased risk of diabetes. Lord have mercy. I hate these articles coming out on this because the statin medications are my favorite medication. I love the cholesterol medications, the statins. Love, love, love them. They are my favorite medication ever. I could prescribe them every day in my sleep. You think doctors are pest dispensers when it comes to writing medications? We're not, but I will very easily admit and turn into a pest dispenser if it means you taking your cholesterol medication and not having a heart attack. So I am a huge, huge fan of statin medications, and I don't care who makes fun of me or says I'm in bed with pharmaceutical companies, which I'm not, but I love the statin medications. However, we have another study linking it to diabetes. So this latest study comes from Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, and they found that those at high risk of diabetes will increase their risk by at least 30% if they took this medicine for high cholesterol. And what they did is they examined 3,200 U.S. adults that were enrolled in the Diabetes Prevention Program, DPP. And I broke this down. It's on my website, and it's on my Facebook page and Twitter if you want. And the study spanned 10 years looking at three groups. Those who were on metformin, which is that oral diabetic medication that we talked about that helps with insulin resistance. Those who took a placebo or a dummy pill. And those who were given advice for a healthy lifestyle of diet and exercise. Now, at the start of the study, only 4% of the participants were on statin medications, and over the 10-year period, about a third of them ended up being on this cholesterol medication. Now, the study, which was kind of an observational study, found that those on statin medications were 36% higher risk for being diagnosed with diabetes. And then once they kind of looked at baseline risk factors and clinical criteria, they lowered that number to 30%, which is why the articles all say 30%. Didn't matter the strength of the medication, but they found that those, remember, this was a diabetes prevention program. So 3,200 adults who did not have diabetes, I believe they were obese, but they did not have diabetes, were either told to diet and exercise, were given a diabetes medication, or took a dummy pill. But while these people were trying to prevent becoming diabetic, on their own, their doctor might have started them on cholesterol medication because their cholesterol might have been high. So by the end of the 10 years, a third, so about 1,000 of those adults, ended up just being on a statin medication. Then when they looked at who ended up getting diabetes, they found that roughly a third got the diabetes. So the most common statin that was involved in this was Zocor or simvastatin. That was taken by 40% of the people who were on the cholesterol medication. Then the next common was Lipitor at 37%. And the thing is those are the most commonly prescribed of the cholesterol medications. I love Crestor, but, Zocor came out, I believe, before Lipitor. So many people were already in love with Zocor and already on it. Zocor is a good drug. It works. And a lot of insurance companies like it because it's cheaper. And then Lipitor, when that came out in the 90s, that was like gold. And so, you know, people took that like crazy. So it makes sense that those were the more common. Now, what does that mean for you if you take Lipitor or Crestor or Zocor or Pravastatin or Mevacor or whatever cholesterol medication that's a statin? What does that mean for you? Well, don't stop taking it because, like I said, I have never had a patient die of a heart attack that was taking his cholesterol medication. Now, millions of Americans already have high cholesterol and diabetes or one or the other. And high cholesterol and lipids lead to the atherosclerosis, right? We talked about how these plaques that build up in the blood vessels will prevent blood flow going to the heart. Those that have high blood sugar will increase atherosclerosis as well. You're kind of behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. It's almost like the diabetes triples your cholesterol level in a way. It doesn't triple it literally, but it's such a whammy on your heart and on your blood vessels that having diabetes is even worse than the high cholesterol. And so it really catapults your risk of heart disease if you have both. Now, what is so crucial about these statin medications is they do two things. One is they lower the LDL, and we'll talk about the LDL. The other is they help seal the plaque. And some of you will say, well, why are we sealing the plaque? We want the plaque to go away. Well, yes and no. Okay, because I remember when I was a medical student, I was like, seal the plaque. What? Makes no sense. You know, they're like, Dahlia, you're stupid. Why? How'd you get into medical school? Basically, the reason why heart attacks happen, and we've discussed this, is that plaque that's along the artery, right, the coronary artery, if it's fragile, if it's hanging out and sticking out and just looking unstable, and it starts to break away from the blood vessel lining, it tears the lining. Well, you suffer a tear, all your inflammatory cells come to, you know, stop the bleeding and to fix the tear. And when all that inflammatory cells come into play, you make a clot. So not only is the plaque causing a clot, but your clotting factors cause a clot. And that's how you could have a sudden heart attack, massive MI. So you don't want the plaque sticking out. You want the plaque sealed, starting to regress, which we believe some of these statin medications do, staying put and not tearing. So that's why the statins have been so groundbreaking. But we had a study earlier this year from Australia that found a 33% increased risk of diabetes in older women who took statins. There's been some other, you know, causes, other studies. So do statins cause diabetes? Now, one argument I've had is the average person with diabetes will precede their diabetes diagnosis with having high cholesterol, which means somebody who's a diabetic, if you go back in time, they had high cholesterol. So does that mean if somebody has high cholesterol, are they going to automatically have diabetes anyway? No, it doesn't. But if there's a good percentage of high cholesterol patients starting to become diabetic, because there's similar mechanisms in play, then how do you blame a cholesterol medication if that person with cholesterol was going to develop diabetes anyway? But there are some theories that maybe the statins interfere with the pancreas' release of insulin. If the statins mess with the pancreas and the pancreas can't shoot out insulin, that'll then cause diabetes. Or if it causes the insulin to not work as well, does statin medication interfere with the way insulin works? Another study back in 2015 found statins to increase calcium buildup in the arteries, but that study still didn't, you know, relate it to diabetes. So, I'm still of the belief that the average person, you know, with cholesterol issues will eventually go on to develop diabetes. Is the statin medication at play? I don't know, because but these studies keep coming out. Remember, what does a statin medication do? Well, the statin medication, they're HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, so they inhibit the active part of that enzyme that kind of produces cholesterol. And you have LDL, you have HDL, which we'll talk about in the next hour, and, you know, we'll talk about what your cholesterol levels should be, but I don't want you guys to panic yet. Just stay tuned, and we'll still work through this. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.